and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Who is this Edward Hyde?
I couldn't say, sir.
Yet he comes here?
Off and on, sir. Sometimes we don't see him for weeks. Then he might be here almost every day, but please say nothing about it to Dr. Jekyll, sir. He'd be very angry with me for discussing it.
Have no fear, Poole. You can absolutely rely on me.
Who's there?
'Tis I, Utterson, and Poole.
What do you want?
There's a message for you, Henry. A little boy you attended this afternoon has suddenly become very ill. The nurse suspects hemorrhage.
Oh, very well, then. I'll be down in a minute.
Would you like me to come in?
No. Why, what do you mean?
Nothing. It's just that I thought I heard you cry out a few minutes ago.
No, I'm perfectly all right. Go back to the house. I'll be over in a little while.
Very well, Henry.
We'd best be getting back, sir. No point in standing near.
No. Come along.
Mr. Utterson, you won't mention anything of what I told you about Mr. Hyde, sir, will you? It's just that you, being such an old friend of the family, sir...
I quite understand, Poole, and I appreciate your confidence.
I think Dr. Jekyll's too much by himself, sir, if you ask me. Since his mother died, there's been practically nobody here but the servants and himself. It's too lonely. A man gets morbid or takes up with bad company, sir.
That depends very greatly on the man, don't you think?
Dr. Jekyll's never been the same as other young men, sir. Even as a boy, he was given to reading and sitting by himself. Too clever, if you ask me, sir.
Well, we'll have to see what we can do about it, Poole.
There you are, Daddy. Did you find him?
Yes, my dear, we did. He'll be in just a moment.
Nurse Peters has gone back to the little boy. She thought she might be able to do something while we were looking for Henry.
Well, I think I can hear him coming across the courtyard now, so he'll soon be on his way as well.
Henry, is that you?
Yes. I'm coming now.
We've been looking for you every... Why, Henry.
What's the matter?
How pale you are. You look ill. Is anything wrong?
No. No, nothing. Poole, have you got any coffee?
Yes, sir. If you'll wait a minute, sir, I'll bring it up.
See that it's hot. I won't have any milk. What about you, Margaret? And you, Mr. Utterson, would you care for some?
No, we'll get along. You'll have to hurry away and we'll only delay you. Are you ready, Margaret?
Yes, Daddy, I'm coming. Henry, are you quite sure you're all right?
Yes, dear. Yes, dear. I'm a little tired, that's all. I've been working very hard.
I wish I could share your work. Be with you now when you go to that little boy.
Well, that's impossible, my dear. It may mean an immediate operation. I'll have to get him into a hospital. I'll probably be up all night.
If I could only be here when you get back.
If only you could.
When, Henry? When?
Margaret, are you ready?
Go to your father, Margaret, my dear. He'll give you the answer to that question.
What do you mean? You can't have anything real against Henry.
No, my dear, I haven't.
I'm 21 now. You asked me to wait till I was before I finally made up my mind.
And you were a good daughter and granted an old man's request.
I'd do anything for you, Daddy. Anything but give up Henry.
And I'd do anything in the world to feel that the love you have for him is merited.
Why do you say that? What has he done?
Nothing that I can name. It's just an instinct, something that warns me to be wary.
Oh, how can I be expected to listen to things like that? You don't know him like I do. If you could see his face as he bends over those sick people, talks to the children...
I know. Henry is a very complex character, has possibly more goodness and nobility in him than the rest of us.
And you think there's something bad as well?
There's something I can't name.
I know. I've felt it too. There's a strangeness about him. But that doesn't make me love him any less. And I do love him, Father. There'll never be anybody else for me. Ever.
Very well, my dear. If that's the case, I'll say no more.
And you'll let us be married?
You're of age now. You can marry when and whom you please.
Ah, yes, but I want your consent. You know how much I love you too, Daddy. You've been so wonderful to me, dear.
Since the day your mother died, there's been one thing only in my life. Your happiness.
And it'll be safe with Henry. I know it will. And he needs me. If I were to desert him, that thing we both of us feel might destroy him, you know.
As long as it doesn't destroy you.
Never. And you'll tell him you won't oppose our marriage anymore.
I'll tell him. I might call in tonight. I have to pass that way after a meeting I have to attend.
Oh, thank you, dearest. Thank you. You'll never be sorry, I'm sure.
Really, 12 o'clock?
Yes. What no windbag the chairman is. He could have cut that report in half and told us just as much.
I had intended paying a call on young Henry Jekyll on my way home, but it's far too late for that now.
Oh, you might find him still up. He keeps pretty late hours.
It's only a block or so away, and I pass his place, so I'll see if there's a light still burning.
Do you mind if I walk with you? Find I sleep better if I take a little exercise last thing at night.
Oh, yes, do. Come along. I'll be glad of your company. How deserted the streets are. Not a soul abroad besides ourselves.
There's something a little uncanny in seeing the streets so empty, isn't there? And listen to that wind.
Well, come along. Let's button up our coats and hurry along. Come down this side street. It's a shortcut and will take us almost to the square where Jekyll lives.
Oh, we're not alone any longer. Mm-hmm. There's someone else hurrying along home.
Yes, what an odd-looking creature he is, too. Do you see the way he walks? A kind of cat-like shuffle, if such a thing were possible.
Making a fair pace. Around the corner another minute.
Yes, with that heavy stick of his and the long black cloak fluttering in the wind, he looks like some weird night creature. Hardly human at all.
Funny you should say that. I was just thinking the same.
Good Lord, just look at that.
I say, wait, what's he doing?
That child, it ran into him as he turned the corner.
He's striking it. It's fallen under his feet. Look.
Oh, come quickly. He's had it killed. Hi there. What are you doing?
Stop.
He's taken to his heels. Winter, can you catch him?
Oh, try. You take care of the child.
Yes, sir. Oh, there. Now, don't be frightened. Oh, he won't hurt you anymore. Tell me, what happened? But why? Did you bump into him?
I was running out, and I didn't see him.
And where had you been at this time of night?
My father's sick, and I was there to get the doctor.
Oh, come, you poor little thing. See, let me wipe the mud off your face and hands. I don't exactly know. My friend and I were walking along the street, and this little girl bumped into a man who was hurrying on ahead of us. He lost his temper and beat her with the stick.
I was looking out the window. It was horrible. The most horrible thing I ever seen.
Oh, it's a
terrible
thing.
My friend took after him. He may catch him.
Look at her poor little mouth. He drove her teeth after her lips. I'd like to string up the lamppost, I would.
What is the matter here? Been an accident?
This child has been injured, Doctor, but I don't know how badly.
Oh, let me have a look at her.
Now stand back, everybody.
Stand back.
I can't do anything unless you give me room. Come now. What happened to you? Did something knock you down?
Yes, sir. A man.
A man? Fiend, more like. He knocked her down and trampled her underfoot with his boots.
Oh, dear. But why? What had she done?
Bumped into him. She ran along the street.
Where is this man now?
Here he comes now. Behind there,
caught him. Oh, my word. So he has. Well done, Winter. Did you have any trouble?
No. Not at all. I came along without a protest.
Let's have a look at him. Bring him into the light.
Come on.
Now, little one, don't be afraid. He won't hurt you again. Hold up your face, you cur. Let me have a look at you, if you're not too ashamed. I should be delighted to reveal my face.
if the ladies and gentlemen present are not afraid to look.
Mercy on us. Did you ever see such a face?
And now, might I ask, what it is you require of me?
You might ask indeed. I saw you attack this child. You'll pay for it to the last penny.
Unless that's more than that. Let's give him a taste of his own medicine. What about that stick he's carrying?
Yes. You can't do this.
But there are better ways to punish him than that. We'll hand him over to the law. We'll make his name reek from one end of London to the other. If he has any friends or any credit, we'll see that he loses them.
Yes.
He'll carry the brand of this night's work to the end of his days.
Your eloquence does your legal training credit, Mr. Utterson.
What? You know me? Who in heaven's name are you?
You may have heard of me. My name is Edward Hyde.